Lily Hope remembers seeing her mother's piece hanging at an art show at the Heard Museum in Phoenix. The robe is called Discovering the Angles of an Electrified Heart, and it won first place. Hope's mom, Clarissa Rizal, died in 2016, and Hope's family later had some of that work copyrighted. Not long after that, Hope got a message from some friends. They sent links to multiple websites, including Neiman Marcus. The company was selling a very similar-looking garment to the piece her mother wove. Hope's immediate thought,
what are they thinking? What makes someone think that that's okay?
Raven's tail weaving has been practiced by Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people for hundreds of years. Rizal has been credited as an important influence on reviving the tradition. Hope was taught to weave by her mother and is now a weaver herself. The Raven's tail knitted coat, retailing for more than $2,500, features the same bold geometric pattern seen in Northwest Coast weaving. Hope says she also recognized flourishes that were distinctly her mother's. And as the website links to the coat kept filling up her inbox, she wasn't sure what to do.
With each one of them, I was like, yep, I've seen it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I wonder if there would be something to do about it.
Hope met on the phone with the Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau. And she says they decided to take a stand.
It doesn't feel good as an Indigenous artist to consider that the work I make could be mass-produced.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute sued Neiman Marcus in the spring for alleged copyright infringement and violating the Indian Arts and Crafts Act, a law that ensures products marketed as Native American or Native Alaskan are authentic. President Rosita Worrell called it one of the most blatant examples of cultural appropriation she'd ever seen. The case is thought to be the first time in the U.S. a business has been sued for copying a traditional Indigenous pattern, though it's far from the first time there's been concern over the issue. The Italian company that makes the Raven's Tail knitted coat is described as, quote, paying homage to Native American iconography.
It doesn't work that way because you've taken their property, you've stolen it, and that's the end of the discussion.
That's Jacob Adams, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's lawyer on the case. He says copyright law does allow for inspiration.
What is not allowed is copying.
And that's what he thinks is happening with the Raven's Tail knitted coat and other Indigenous patterns and cultural property which have been used to sell products.
This isn't a call to end all external use of these patterns and that. It's a call to do things appropriately.
And Adams thinks there is an example of a corporation doing things appropriately. Disney. This song composed of Sami chants is in the opening of the Princess Saga Frozen and its sequel Frozen 2. For the first film, Disney was accused of whitewashing Indigenous Sami culture. For the second film, the company entered into a legal contract with Sami leaders. Adam says that's an important distinction. This isn't some kind of soft law thing. It's not passive like asking for permission. It's something you must do. Recognizing Indigenous groups have the right to say no. Adams wants the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute lawsuit to further that discussion.
Even if we want to do things appropriately, sometimes it's difficult to know how. So, you know, just starting at that basic principle of recognizing these rights, it gives us a roadmap of how to properly engage.
Adams says the Neiman Marcus bankruptcy has complicated things. But the case is still moving forward. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's president, Rosita Worrell, didn't want to comment verbally on the ongoing case, but added in writing, she hopes that businesses will develop policies and practices to respect the cultural and intellectual property of Indigenous peoples, and that they would be open to opportunities to collaborate. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.